Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. We're talking about beef demand with Randy in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Our coverage of the just-concluded Cattle Industry Convention out of Nashville, powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater, one of the folks we had the chance to sit down with and talk with was the Chief Executive Officer of Randy Block with the Cattle Facts Organization. Randy talking with us about where we are right now in the cattle business. He says one of the things that you can point to as a real success story, current U.S. beef demand.
You know, it all starts there, doesn't it, Ron? I mean, for the industry to go through everything it's gone through, and to be able to, if we can just set back and look at the big picture, when we talk about demand at a 30 to 33 year high, I hope everybody out in the industry understands what that means. I mean, you really do need to look at that, each and every one of us as a producer. That tells you we're doing a lot of right things. Consumers love what we're producing, and we should be proud of that. But we need to stay focused to continue to deliver that promise day in and day out to all these consumers in the U.S. and around the globe.
We've heard the high choice and prime numbers over the last two or three years now, but boy, I didn't even realize how pervasive that is now.
It's incredible to see our industry. You know, you go back 15 years ago, and it was a flip of a coin whether we were going to have a good eating experience or a bad eating experience. And it really was. It was really a flip of the coin. You had no idea. Today, we're approaching 85% choice and prime. When they eat a piece of meat of that caliber, it covers up most of the other problems we have, doesn't it? Because it is such a wonderful eating experience.
I know back in the day, you know, back in that 25 years ago, you know, you kind of wondered, would some customers be back after they had a, you know, bad restaurant steak experience?
You know, in that time period, I think you hit the nail on the head, Ron. From 1980 to 1998, we lost half of our demand. And the only people we could blame is look in the mirror. And we were responsible for it. We weren't doing our job as producers. We didn't have a focus. We didn't have a plan as an industry. And I think once the industry got focused, we started doing the research. We doing analysis. We were data-driven. We were intentional that we've got to make the product better. We've got to learn how to use the chuck and round better. We've got to do these things. Those were all key decisions for our industry that were enjoying the benefits of that today. And I hope everybody remembers that, because we lost 400,000 producers in the 80s and early 90s. 400,000. That was a devastating time.
Today, though, we're clearly in a lot better shape. Coincidentally, multi-year high, that 33-year high, 33-year high, coincides with the 35th anniversary of the beef checkoff.
Well, that I think is pretty remarkable, isn't it? You know, I know there's a lot of naysayers out there in the checkoff. I think all you have to do is look at the things that the beef checkoff has been able to accomplish over time. All the muscle profiling work that's done. How to utilize the chuck and round. How to build products that are more in line with what consumers want globally. They don't eat all the same things we do here. So all of those things have benefited. If I look at our export markets today, they're contributing nearly $400 a head to the value of every one of our cattle in our production system. $400 a head. That's remarkable, isn't it? So all of these things have been major, major growth areas for our industry. And I'm optimistic that there's a lot more of those things that we're going to learn and find out as we continue to do the research moving forward.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Pieper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.